Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe, meet us at the bottom of the trail.
Oh, man. Hey!
Open up.
The redesigned Chevy Silverado with a sophisticated high-tech interior.
Open the door.
It's easy to forget it's a truck.
Thanks. Nice truck.
It was.
Find new style. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do,
just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true,
is really true. Really,
just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show, guys. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in, guys, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Have I got an incredible show for you guys tonight. Okay, guys, you know I always bring it, right? Well, I'm really bringing it. I'd like for my guest, Terry King, to say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ter.
How are you, Jerry?
I'm good, sweetie, but how are you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm on this side of the grass. Amen. I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen is right. So why don't you do the honors? Why don't you tell the world who you are?
Well, my name is Terry King of the Drifters, and I now have a show called Terry King's Drifters Review featuring Charlie Thomas Jr., Benedito King, Terrence Forward, and, of course, yours truly, myself. And so right now we're, you know, just trying to get it all together, rehearsing hard and looking out for to do these shows for our audience to come and see us.
So first of all, you have honored me with several interviews, okay, on different networks. You came live in studio to Hamilton Radio twice, and you brought with you Charlie Jr. I want to thank you for that. That was so cool. And
well, you're quite
the first
welcome.
Time, the first time you came in with Joe, and I actually sang with you. So really, if we think about it, I could say I sang with the Drifters, right?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I can't sing, but I sang with you guys that day. So,
yes.
You know. Why don't you tell everyone out there, you know, it's your story. You're going to probably have a good 15, 20 minutes before we take callers, and we have a few of your songs we're going to be playing. Why don't you start with telling everyone, like, where it began with all this with the Drifters and how you got to where you're at? So take, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, well, it's quite a long time. If you have any questions, you know, just – feel free to jump in at any time if you want to ask me something.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I was born in the Bronx and been in the business, for more than 50 years. And my travels have, been around the world, seen most places 10, 15, 20 times. my love for music, you know, was through my grandmother, my mom, my dad, you know, basically my aunts and uncles, you know, just a big family thing. And so I've gone on to different places, singing in different places as a solo artist once upon a time, back when I was like 16, 17 years old. And I kind of like the gentleman who was like my dad in show business. His name was Sidney Barnes. He was one of Rotary Connection. Actually, he started Rotary Connection. They were on Chess Records with Minnie Riperton, one of the greatest voices in the world. So being with Sidney, he showed me the ins and outs of showbiz with J.J. Jackson and who sang But It's All Right, big hit. And these gentlemen, they were all in my life. Oh, man, I can go on. I mean, it's like even with Jimmy Merchant, when I was a kid, I used to sneak down to the school that I used to go, that I went to in the Bronx to hear Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. And yeah. I was young. In fact, I was younger than Frankie Lymon, you know.
Wow.
And so I mean, by then he was like, oh, I guess 17, 18 years old when I started hearing him. And I'm about 5 years behind him. So it went on to where, you know, I started doing like my little solo thing. And again, like I said, there were many people in my life. I mean, so many. Too many to even mention. And so as my travels went on, I ended up working with the Temptations and being a roadie. And Dennis Edwards took me under his wing. Eddie Kendrick took
wow.
me under his wing.
Wow, you know, I'm so jealous. Go ahead, keep going.
You know, and now they're all gone. Paul Williams, they were like, you know, they were my big brothers, you know. And so I would go out on the road. There was another group called Posse, and Yvonne Thayer, she used to open up the shows back, oh, I'm going like in the, like, 1970, 71. So, I mean, again, my road, you know, kept on going. And then by mid-70s, I ended up with the Drifters. And that was because of Charlie Thomas.
Yes.
And, you know, actually growing up, you know, between the Bronx and Harlem, you know, I'd always be around the entertainment world. Being down on Broadway, 1650, the Brill Building, Ed Sullivan Building at the time, before it became David Letterman's studios. Even as a kid, again, going back, growing up, Arthur Godfrey.
Wow.
My stepdad was a cameraman for Arthur Godfrey. So I got to see, you know, Nat
wow.
Cole, Harry Belafonte, you know. And that's another thing where my love for watching the news, because Walter Cronkite, Douglas Edwards, and this was at the studios they had in Grand Central Station on Vanderbilt Avenue,
right.
Because that's the way you just had to go in that way to go to the studios. And if you remember, when you walk inside the terminal, a lot of people get that mixed up because you got Grand Central Station and Grand Central Terminal. Grand Central Station is the post office. So,
a
lot of people don't know that. But and when you're inside, you look up around, you see there's some lines going all the way around through the glass. Well, it's double glass, and in that double glass, there's these lines. It's a catwalk. I used to play in there when I was a kid. I used to watch all the people walking around through the station. And
that was so cool.
Again, so I used to watch, all the shows that were there that would come through, and then the news when it would break. And so on again, going back up to Charlie, that was like, oh, God, like I said, mid-70s, so like around 77, 78, I was officially in the group. And so, again, you know, I did, four albums. We were the only Drifters that had ever done commercial. We did a Schlitz Monte Caboo commercial. So, again, you know, we did a live album, Live at the Bottom Line. So, actually, I'm basically one of the last remaining members of the Drifters, you know. Again, and then I plan on doing an album now with Charlie Jr., and you'll hear some stuff later, I guess, that we've been working on, and with my Driftettes, and a couple of them are my granddaughters, and one of them is my niece, and I have a sister in there that comes in sometimes to sing. But other than that, you know, like, again, I'm producing and writing. And so, my whole life, you know, has been just basically music. And this year I'll be 74 years old. So,
well, I gotta say something about that. Hold on. I not only met you, I've met you several times. You are now a friend of mine. We've hugged several times. You look amazing. You act amazing. You sing amazing. You do not. I would never, ever have thought that. Okay? So
Thank you.
Incredible. I just had to say that, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The truth.
Thank you, Jerry.
The truth.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you're a great person, too. You know, it has been a pleasure to come on your show. And it was an honor for me to break open your new studio. You know, so... That was an honor for me to be able to do that for you, you know.
You closed out Hamilton Radio. That was my last show there in the old studio,
exactly.
And you opened for me in the new one with all the greats. We had an incredible show that day.
Yes, we did. With Jim Durkin,
you know?
There.
Hal Kestner.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Again, you know, like I said, you know, this music industry, you know, and me coming up in it in the way I did, you know, I think I've been, again, blessed because with the exception of the last 2 years, you know, and everybody, you know, COVID, everybody in the entertainment field, you know, lost work, and I'm still, you know, struggling to get work. And but, you know, dates are coming up, but they're starting in 2023 and going backwards. So, and I'm hoping some dates come up soon, you know. Other than that, you know, things are going well, you know.
Of course, I have a couple questions now.
Sure.
So what I thought was really cool is the Driftettes. I mean, that is so ridiculous, okay? So what made you do that?
Well, what happened was years ago, you know, as you know, they used to have back in the day, they had a group of ladies that would do background vocals for all of the artists. And some of them was like Dee Dee Warwick and Dionne Warwick, and they all would do background vocals. So my idea was to come up with the Driftettes. So I'm a strong believer in whatever you have in the studio, from the studio to the stage, you want that whole thing. So that's what I did. And the other thing was that my granddaughters. That's what made me, that's the other thing that inspired me to do that. And I guess even before they were born, I had that idea. And my son, he does some of my engineering for me. And my granddaughters do it sometimes. So, and then Connie Harvey, who's in a lot of my videos, she's now with First Choice.
Okay.
She's also a driftette, so you could say she was one of my first driftettes. And
cool.
Connie's been around me for years. She's also been one of Teddy Pendergrass's angels.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's, you know, I've been blessed, and I've been blessed with good people around me. And so the drift dance, actually, first show was in February for Gene DiNapoli.
I love Gene, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, cool.
That was one of the first shows. And that's when I actually basically first introduced the drift dance. In 2022, imagine. Took me 50 years to do that.
That was so cool. So before we play our first track, I have a question for you about Charlie Thomas. So Charlie Thomas is still alive, but he's not doing too well. But do you want to give him, like, a little honor here?
Yes. Charlie, like I said, he was the first one to put me into the Drifters. And what I'm doing now is doing a legacy to him.
Yes.
And
yes.
Everything that I'm doing right now, you know, I've always said, and Charlie's always told me, you know, hey, listen, man, no matter what happens down the line, you're going to have to step up too. And my last shows with Charlie was in 2019. And that's when he actually started getting sick, if you will. And and it hasn't been the greatest ride for him right now. And he's still with us. And as he always tells, you know, never count Charlie out, because you never know. He just may pop right back up and say, hey, I'm ready to go to work. You know what I mean? So, But that's Charlie. I mean, one of the greatest vocalists in the world, and it's always been an honor to work with Charlie. And again, like I said, being the last one from that group to record with him, and that's been four albums, and you know, and I think I'm like one of the luckiest guys in the world to be a drifter. You know, and
amazing.
And I, like I said, Charlie, you know, God bless him. I love him, you know, and he's family, you know what I mean? And
right.
He'll always be family in my eyes. You know what I mean? No matter what else is going on in the background, you know, I'm doing what I do, and I'm doing it for him too. You know what I mean? To keep his legacy. Benny King's legacy and my legacy, because I was a part of it, you know.
Yes.
So I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm hoping that the audience, you know, knows that what I'm doing, you know, that they come and see a great show that we're about to do, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have fun, and we want our audience to have fun. So. Again,
amazing.
You know, for Charlie, this is for Charlie. This what
That's
I'm
right.
doing right now is for Charlie. You know,
That's
so
right. beautiful.
I love him. He's always in my heart. And right now, for me, you know, I just want him to get better. I just want.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I pray everybody, and I want everybody to pray for Charlie. You know, I was just down at the East Coast Hall of Fame
and
past weekend, and everybody, Vito Pacone, you know, they all, you know, that's another man that I got to extend my hat to, because he's always been there for me in my life, you know. So
I love Vito. I interviewed him as well and got to meet him. I love Vito Pacone.
Oh, yes. He's one of my hearts, too. I mean, the Elgin's Twinkle Little Star, you know, hey.
That's another
great man. I'm telling you, you know, it's they're special. And then I ran into Warren Gladys.
Warren, yes.
Yeah, that's another guy. When I looked, and I looked over, and it was like, what? And then for the first time I saw Freddie's wife, and I almost cried because it was like seeing Freddie again. You know what I mean? When he left us, I was heartbroken. So it was like, and that was years ago. But again,
what you said about Charlie was absolutely beautiful, Terry. And you know, everybody out there listening, please keep Charlie Thomas in prayers. But you know what? We're going to play a track because I want everyone to hear your incredible voice. So,
thank you so much.
DJ Olasky, Hall of Fame, DJ Olasky, let's have our track.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
How you doing? Come on in. The water's fine. You know, I've been looking at you like you've been looking at me. You know, it's not complicated to get to know each other.
Ooh.
I'm hanging out low-key. You would say I was a don. If you ever saw me, I'm a poet to the heart. Like Nicky and Poe, I can flip it for the cash when it's time to flow. I'm dangerous. When my hand touch a pen, I cause an orgy. Then do you and your friend, it's my choice. When it comes to safe sex, if you see me getting freaky, stand in line, you're next. I'm smooth on the 69. If you want to swing low, it's all the way live. But I'm smooth when I walk in the place. Ladies fall to their knees and do my face. I'm smooth.
Amazing, amazing. So before we take our caller, so you're singing, Charlie Jr.'s rapping. I mean, amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's just of many that we get ready to do.
Yep, Jacuzzi Lover. I love it. All right, let's take
Thank
our
you.
First caller. Let's take our first caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
You hear me? This is Alex Augustine.
Yes, I hear you, baby. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Oh,
great interview.
How do
you
feel?
Got my man. Yeah,
how
I'm
do you feel, Alex?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. You're not too bad.
Good.
How's my man
good.
Doing, Terry?
Hey, Alex.
What's up, brother? We had some good times at the Goodfellas.
Oh, yes, indeed. My man, Alex Augustine.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. My other brother. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to wish you a lot of love
on
your
Oh, my God, Alex.
I love your review, man. You got it down good with the girls. And wow. You know, I watched the videos, and anything we could do for you, you just let us know, and we'll keep posting you and promoting you on the Goodfellas page and wherever we can. Okay, my brother?
Thank you so much, Alex.
Wait.
Thank you.
You're not going anywhere yet, Alex. I'm going to let you go.
Oh,
I know
no?
you're not feeling well, but listen to me. Tell everyone
okay.
who you are, because you're also a legend. Tell everyone
yes.
who you are, Pizza Pie Guy.
Yes, come on.
Well,
talk about it, Alex.
Well, they know about me. I've been around since, I met everybody. You know, Louis Lyman. I mean, I met all the heroes, man. You know, Laverne Baker. I mean, these are people nobody meets. Laverne Baker, man. She's the best.
Yeah.
All the Ulysses Mason of the Valores. Charlie Moffat of the Valores. I sang with Joe Greer of the Charts. We did the Beacon Theater in '85. I mean, I sang with them all. They're not around anymore.
I know.
And just like Terry, I've been very lucky and fortunate to meet these people and work with them. Willie Winfield, I mean,
and
to have two nights at Radio City Music Hall. I did three jobs down in Atlantic City. I mean, it was great. I met Al Alberts of the, what was it, the three-year something. I forgot the guy's name already. I met so many people. I met Terry Thomas.
And I just heard.
Terry, we lost
Bernard Jones.
Oh, and Bernard, man, he was a pleasure. Every time he came in, he sang with us. We did a lot of shows with him. The man was phenomenal. He was one of the top basses we had. And then Jay McKnight, who sang with Nate, little Nate from the Shells, the original lead of the Shells. I mean, I sang with a lot of people, man.
Yes,
he was
great. I want to say this
Thank
to you. So for anyone out there who doesn't know, Alex Augustine is not only a legend, he was an amazing singer, sang with all the greats, met all the greats, performed with them, okay, was on stage with more than anyone else I know. And Willie Winfield, I got to meet him and hug him before he passed. And then this guy, Alex, and Jackie Nunez and Warren at Goodfellas did a tribute and had the entire family there for us to meet. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Alex, I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you, because you're doing a great job also, you know. And, now I give back to the community. Yes.
Terry, thank
what
you
would you
so
like
much,
to say
Alex.
To Alex?
Alex,
okay.
Thank you so much for believing in me and for being there with me, Alex. You are the greatest, man, with the good thoughts.
Oh, thank you. You're the greatest.
You know, you've always welcomed me to your place, and any place where you're doing something, you've always, was there. So, thank you again, Alex. You're in good hands.
You got a lot of people out there that love you and are for you, because you're doing a great job. And this is what it's about, giving back. I'm giving back. I do my radio show. I host the Goodfellas Club. I'll be back in about another 2-3 months. I got to stay low for now. But other than that, I'm going. I had a new kidney, so that's my problem. So it's working well. I
want to say thank you, Alex, for calling in. We have other calls, but I love you. You know how I feel about you. And I'm going to see
you
very
too,
soon because
you
now live in my town. Okay.
And we can get together.
Thank
you're my
you,
neighbor.
Alex.
Take care, and God bless
you
all. Take care, guys.
God bless.
Thank you.
That was one of your surprise callers.
Thank you so much.
So now we're going to take callers. Caller 2. Let's take caller 2 now.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the famous Jerry Petito, the famous Terry King?
Is this our famous caller?
No, I'm not a famous caller. I'm interloper.
The voice
I'm just hanging out. I'm a gate crasher.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Hal Keschner.
Yes. You are a legend.
Not really.
Yes, you are.
It's good to be talking with you both. And wish you both all the best. And,
Terry, this is Hal Keschner. Oh, Hal!
Terry.
One of the two more players around. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, Hal. How the heck are you, man?
Yeah, man. Good to see you. Glad you're out there and pleasing the audiences with your lovely pipes and all the other good
stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Hopefully our paths will cross soon.
But wait a minute, you're not going anywhere.
Aren't you supposed to be playing for me?
I would play for you anytime, you know. Yeah.
I know. You played for me a couple times. When we did Willie Winfield for his birthday.
The theater in Manhattan, the Triad Theater.
And with Louise Murray with the Hearts.
And at the Triad Theater where we did that benefit for Larry Storch. Well, not benefit, birthday party for Larry Storch.
That's right.
Wait, Hal Keschner, I want everybody to know really who you are as well. This is one of the best ever keyboard players. He's played with the best of the best of the best. You're also doing something, Music Memories, Memory Music. What is it?
Mr. Famous Jim Durkin's Memory Music.
That's right.
Memories Music.
That's right.
And a beautiful oldies band that does a whole lot of stuff. I've also... just had our first gig with the Hal Keschner Jazz Band, which is one butt-kicking assemble lodge of people. Amazing. Amazing. And it's not just jazz, but it's great. So, and I'm doing a lot of children's musical theater, so that keeps me busy too. But I'm very, very happy to be here always with Jerry, you're a great supporter of music and the musicians and all that. And
I love you.
Appreciate you. Yeah, likewise, you know. And Terry, you know, you got a great voice and a good performer. We're a great performer. And
thank you.
Hope that we can be in touch on the stage soon. Well, I think,
yes,
it may be possible for what I'm hearing.
I think we are doing something soon. We're doing something soon.
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, in October.
Yes,
yes,
I think
we are.
So.
Yep.
In
Halloween
October
then.
You'll be working with me. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
at the
Meat
Cutters Hall. Can you believe that? Halloween dance
so
at a
cool.
place called the Meat Cutters Hall. And how perfect is that?
Fingers crossed that I'll be able to be there. Fingers crossed, because Jim already said I have to, but fingers crossed I'll be able to.
Yeah, you do, Jerry. Right. You have to be there.
So, Hal Keschner, everybody, give him a round of applause. Standing ovation. I love you. I love you, Hal. Thank you. Thank you for calling
you
in.
Thank you
for
having me, and catch you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Hal.
So, another surprise for you.
Oh,
what do you think?
My
heart. We have another caller. You're very popular tonight. We have another caller. Let's take him. Let's take our next caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's calling?
Jerry, can you hear me?
Wait, I can.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
The voice sounds familiar.
Is this
Jim?
Jerry, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Okay, we can hear you now. Jim Durkin, everybody.
Hey, Jim.
What's going on, my man? How are you?
I'm doing as well as I can, and I hope I'm doing as well as you are.
Well, I'm doing real good. Believe me, everything
That's
is
good.
Perfect. Everything's falling right into place. You know, it's funny.
That's good.
I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to you. And Hal just coming on prior to me, and the fact that, yes, Memories is working along with the Drifters, and like Hal
right.
alluded to, what better place to do a Halloween sock hop than in a Meat Cutters Hall? So we're gonna do that on Saturday night, October 22nd. And you just watch my website, memoriesmusic.us, and you'll see it posted, and I'll have stuff on Facebook and so on and so forth. But we got a lot of things going on now. I mean, it was almost like it was meant to be when we hooked up at the opening program at the new studio.
Yep,
right.
At Hamilton Radio,
right.
Yep.
Right. Right, right.
It was
right.
meant to be. But tell everyone
and
real quick about
22nd,
Eddie.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, October 22nd is my daughter's birthday, Natima. That's her birthday. So, yeah, wow. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
I love it.
So, Jim, tell everyone a little bit about Letty's. You have about another minute.
Okay, well, Letty's is coming up this year. It's the 40th anniversary. It's Labor Day weekend at the Parsippany Hilton. There's awesome music all three nights. You have the Variations are opening up. You have Michael D'Amore, who is also the lead singer for the Capris, and he sings with us in Memories.
Yep.
Saturday night, we have Bobby D'Andrea from the Knockouts. He's opening up. And we have John Coos and the Excellence. And after that, we have a gentleman you just mentioned before, Vito Pucone and the Elegance, and Larry
yes.
Chance in the Euro.
Yes.
Then
yes.
Sunday night.
All my buddies.
Yeah.
The Sunday night show, we open the show. Then it's Stan Ziska's Del Satins.
Yes.
And then it's the Dubs. And then the
yeah.
Brooklyn
okay.
Bridge. We're going to have one hell of a weekend, and we have a cappella in the afternoon. It's an a cappella show for 2 hours. And as Maestro Keschner was talking about before, that he's played with a lot of people, we're going to do a old-fashioned street corner harmony throwdown. And any musician that's at Letty's that wants to come in and get involved and play with us, sing with us, or whatever it takes, we're going to put it down and have a grand old time, and we're going to make some harmonies. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit, and what brought that to my attention was the movie Blues Brothers 2000, when they had the music competition, and then the two bands joined together. That's what I want to see. I'm not hearing.
Well, listen.
I'm not hearing the echoes in the hallways at Letty's in the beginning of last year. But by the time we were done with the first show and the second show, I was hearing the echoes starting to come back in the hallway. And the Coin Kenny Vance's song, I'm looking for that echo.
Well, Jim, listen, I want to thank you for calling in. We have other calls, but I want to say this before I let you go. That's how you and I met last year, the 3 days at Let East. And guys, any oldies fans out there, get your butts to Let East this year. I've already got my room, and the majority of these legends that he mentioned that are going to be there, I've already interviewed. So, Jim, I love you. I love you. I can't wait for Let East. And thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Thank you,
best Jim. Wishes both of you. Terry, I'll talk to you probably tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah, give me a call.
Okay, so, Tara, wow, that was great.
Yes.
That was another
That's
surprise
good.
For you.
Thank you.
We have another
Here
track.
We go.
We're gonna play our next track first, and then we'll take our next caller. So, Hall of Fame DJ Olasky, hit us.
My queen on the throne. love affair. It's you and me, baby.
I put love affair.
Don't you remember?
Rolling
through the park.
I put love affair.
Going to see a late, late movie. Giggling and
I put love affair.
Talking. Eating each other's popcorn.
So beautiful. Oh, my gosh, Terry. So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you
goodness.
So much.
Hi. You're so popular. You're making me very popular tonight, okay? We have another caller.
Well, I thank you.
So let's take our caller.
All right.
Hey, yo. I got to talk to I want to talk to Terry King. Is Terry there?
Whoa. Who's
hello?
That? Yeah.
This is Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa. Okay.
You know me, Rocky Balboa. How you doing, huh?
I'm
you know,
doing
I gotta
good.
Tell you, Mr. King, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm gonna come out and see your show, but you know, what I wanna do more than anything, I need a new career. You see, I can't box no more. So I thought maybe
okay.
I'd try singing. And
okay.
you know, just like Sugar Ray Robinson did with Clyde McFadden, you remember that? To sing together.
Okay.
I thought
okay.
maybe I could come and sing with you guys. What do you think, huh?
Well, I mean, we can audition you.
All right. That's all I need. All I need is a chance. I got Eye of the Tiger, you know? All
well,
I need is a chance.
I always welcome new talent. And, you know, I never turn my back
that.
On anybody.
You know what? That's because you're in the Hall of Fame, you know? That's why
okay.
you're in the Hall of Fame, because you're a good man. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank
I love,
you. Thank
I love you guys, man. You guys are great. I know all your songs, too. I know Up on the Roof. I know Under the Boardwalk. I know on Broadway. I could do them all.
Can you sing a little bit of Up on the Roof?
Yeah.
Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down.
Yeah,
see, don't that sound good?
That was
come
great,
on.
Rob.
Well, you know, you think you got a few more years of boxing left in you?
I don't know. I've been hitting the head a lot. I don't know, huh? You know, me and Adrian. Oh, I got to tell you one thing. Me and Adrian are praying for Charlie Thomas. We really are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, he's the man. He's the man. All right. That's all I want
Yo
to say.
Yo, Rock. So, Yo, Rock, tell everyone who you are, please.
Well, my name is John Monforto. I am, in addition to being the official Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia, I am
okay.
a trained singer, and I am a celebrity impersonator, and I am a huge fan of the Drifters, so...
But thank you
for
thank
taking
you.
My call. Terry, you guys are the essence of what music should be, and I love you.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
So,
anytime.
John, I just want to say something to you first, okay? You're
yeah.
not getting away
yeah.
that easy. John Monforto
okay.
is one of the greatest celebrity impersonators. I nicknamed him the man of many voices. He does over 30 or 40, right, John?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and
yep.
I got to say something about you real quick. You're now also a newer host on WBNN, and I love your shows. You bring on incredible celebrities.
Thank you.
Your shows have to be seen. Everybody out there listening, and you're going to tell us what's up and coming. And
yeah.
we're going to mention what might be coming in September. But what's up and coming? Because you guys haven't seen anything until you see this guy up on stage doing all these characters. You will not believe it. Okay, not just his voice. He turns into them. Within seconds, he turns into them and looks like them. So I'm hoping this September this works out, I'm booking the Strand Theater in Lakewood, guys, the end of September for this guy right here and the incredible Ken Brady from the original Casinos.
Yes.
So what else is coming for you?
Well, I'm in Florida specifically to do a couple of shows. The bigger show is in Cape Coral, Florida, at the Cape Cabaret. I'm doing a one-man show this Saturday night. And then I come back up to the Pennsylvania. I'm working up in the Poconos. I have a couple shows doing Mr. Elvis Presley. And then I'm – yeah, that's your favorite, Jerry. You got to come see
me. Oh, yeah, baby.
All right.
And then I hope to come – and see Terry King performing. Terry, when is your – are you – where are your shows going to be? Are you going to be in the Philadelphia area?
Well, I'm hoping to. In fact, I'll be down there rehearsing with Benedito King. I know we're going to be, I think in July, I think we have a show here in New York in Flushing at the, I think it's the Chinese Folk Festival or something like that.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think that's July 30th, I believe. I'll be with a 30-piece orchestra.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Sure.
Wow.
It's in the works. It's not finalized yet, so it's still in the works.
All right. I can find out on your website.
Well, you can go to my Facebook. They're still working on my website right now. It's down right now. So, but you can get to me through Jerry, or you can go.
Yep.
You can catch me on Facebook.
I will do that,
Or you can go to my email. What's that?
Yep.
No, that's fine. Thank you. I will do that.
Maybe one of my shows, we can get you to open up for me.
Never know, baby. That would be amazing.
Don't tease me. Oh, my gosh. I just got chills. Don't say that.
You know, I mean, I love laughter, man. Laughter is good. You know what I mean? Listen, you knocked me off my feet with that Rocky Balboa and introducing yourself that way. So
amazing.
And you had me fooled, too. So
I know he did. I could tell, Per.
Yeah. Really had me fooled.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was my pleasure. And God bless you and continued success.
Thank you so much.
You.
God bless you as well.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
John.
Thank
Love you.
Sir. Good night,
Thank
Jerry.
You.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. That was cool.
Oh, my gosh. That was pretty good, right? I know you were fooled. Yeah. I know it.
Yeah, well,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that got me. That really got me.
Well, I would love if you ever did a show together. Forget it.
That would be a knockout show.
We have another caller, Brother O? Waiting on Brother O. I think we might have another caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Jerry Petito, it rhymes. How are you?
Hi,
I'm just
Angel,
cracking up listening to you and John.
Oh my gosh.
Before I do any of that, I've got to give some respect to your guest, Terry. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful voice. And I just love your music, and I loved your track. And welcome
Thank
to
you.
WBNN. You're there with the best, Jerry Petito, you know, and she's a good friend of mine, and I just love her. But I have to say, if you haven't seen John Monforto perform, you're in for a real treat because he's absolutely amazing. So you guys will be a great fit together.
I can't wait.
Yeah, don't go anywhere,
wait.
Ava. First of all, Ava's also a host on WBNN. She'll tell you about that. But I met John Monforto through Ava, by the way, Terry. She did a little award dinner show to give me an award. And she puts me at the table with Debbie and John. I am staring at him the whole time. So that I'm looking at his wife, who's now like family to me, and I'm saying, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to flirt. I'm staring because I can't take it. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. And she cracks up. She goes, we're used to it. I said, this guy's incredible. So now they're, we're all like family, and it's amazing, and it's because of Ava that I met them. Thank you, Ava.
Oh, you're welcome, Nick. I knew you guys would hit it off right away, and it's just like you said, it's like family. It's, you know, when you know that connection's there, you just, hey, you know, meet these people,
right.
And that's how it starts, you know. We call it the spider web of connections, right, Jerry?
Yes, you sure do, girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
Gosh.
So I just wanted to call in, support you, you know, love you so much. Long day for me today, yet I knew you were on the air, and I wanted to get a call in to you.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Thank
you.
I love you, too, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, Ava. Thank you.
Take care,
right,
Terry.
Bye, Ava. Thank you. Bye-bye, hon.
So we have another caller, Terry.
Okay.
I love this. Let's take our next caller.
Yes, my name is Johnny Taylor. Can you hear me?
Well, I'm sorry. What's your name? Who are you?
Well, some people call me the Ebony Elvis, but my name really is Johnny Taylor.
Okay, all right. I like the Ebony Elvis, baby.
Oh, my God. Look, I can't wait. Sorry about that background.
Okay.
What's that?
All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me? They
yes.
was making an announcement because
yes.
I'm traveling. I'm here.
That's
to
okay.
Be my... Anyway.
Ebony Elvis.
Met her at a casino.
Ebony Elvis.
She lost all her money. She said, no, don't feel sorry for me, honey. Hey, Ray, what's going on?
What's happening, baby?
Man, I am enjoying this show. Look, I'm waiting for the CD, the album. Matter of fact, don't even put a CD out. I need you to put one of those albums that they used to have with the picture and the lyric sheet. I need you to put one of those out. Would you mind putting one of those out, sir?
No, I don't mind. In fact, we're working on like the new stuff you just heard, but we're still doing a lot of the Drifter stuff too. So I've rearranged, and it's going to be hot. The album is going to be great, and we're also working on the Christmas album.
Oh, man, that sounds great. Look, I know a lot of people probably want to call in. First of all, I want to say personally thank you, sir, for bringing real singing and real soul music back. I know
thank you. That
especially that last song hit me to the core. You know, so I'm looking forward to hear more from you so much. And as far as
you
that
will.
Hall of Fame Lifetime
hey,
Achiever,
baby.
Is she available tonight?
Hi, sweetie.
Jerry, you already know what's about that. You already know what's about to happen, right?
Because Terry King's my guest, I think I'm ready. I'm ready for you, baby. I'm ready for you.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, it's your guest. Yeah, your guest helped, but come on, Jerry. I mean, you got the whole world, myself included, is really really adoring you and appreciate all the work that you have. So I'm going to say this and step out of the way. Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Jerry the Jersey Jewel Petito, on your WBN All-Time Connection record with your 61st all-time and your 8th consecutive with the historic Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Now, say that 8 times without losing your breath.
Well, don't go anywhere. First of all, I love you and thank you so much. Terry, we just broke a record here with listeners. Okay? And
really?
I'll have that number after the show. But I want you to know who this guy is. This guy right here,
okay.
He's not just anybody. Okay? This is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man. Okay? Master sound therapist. He's also a host on WBNN and a very good friend of mine. And he is also in the International Hall of Fame, and tell him what's happening with the Lifetime Achievement. Tell him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Jerry. Love you a lot. I'll be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award at the end of this year. But, Jerry,
okay.
You already know how we do. I got a show that's coming up the same week as as Jerry Petito. Matter of fact, my show is going to be Thursday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be speaking about my methods of motivation, especially in this day and time with so many people that's really, really losing it, that's giving up on life and all kind of things. So I definitely want to share that, what keeps me motivated. So I'm going to do my part, and I'm looking forward to other people pressing that one and you know, not just tell me, but the rest of the listening audience, what keeps them motivated, especially in this day and time, okay?
I love you, Hooney. Thank you, thank you, thank
you.
Wow. So, Ter, we broke a record, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And we have another caller. Let's take the next caller.
Let's take it. Let's take
Hello,
it.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Jerry?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Ken Brady.
Yes. Yeah. How you doing, baby?
Who loves you, honey?
I'm doing good. Terry King, do you know who this is?
Ken Brady.
I'll tell you what, why don't you sing it, baby? Sing it for us, and then he'll know. Come on.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Yeah, Jerry. You know,
okay.
I've done so many I have shared the stage with the Drifters so many times.
Yes.
So many. Tari
yes.
Thomas
yes.
is my dear friend.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Many, many times.
Ken, yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. You know, we just
How
lost
are you, baby?
And,
How are
hey,
you?
If I was a better brother, there had to be two of me. They would be in twice as much trouble. But,
what's that?
If I was any better, it had to be two of me, and then we'd be in twice as much trouble.
I love you. That sounds like Charlie, too.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. He is a piece of work, and I love him to death, man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I do all the Drifters tunes and stuff. You know, we just lost one of the great ones is in Bobby Hendricks. Yeah, him
yes,
and his
I know.
Wife was
I know. I know.
Such
I
wonderful
know.
People. And of course, you know, I'm a big, big, big fan of the Drifters. I think it's one of the most dynamic groups that ever come out of the woodwork. And they still are to this day. All their music is wonderful. People love to hear it. And I'm so happy for you on this path you're going down. And those tracks that she's playing are just dynamite.
We have
Why,
one
thank
more,
you
Ken.
So
Don't
much.
Go anywhere, baby.
Thank you.
I'm not
Thank cool. you.
I'm not. You want me to go somewhere, Jerry?
Yeah, I love
Ken,
you.
I stay right where you are,
baby. But wait. I want everyone to know that not only is this Ken Brady from the original Casinos, the
Casinos,
song Then You
yes.
Can Tell Me Goodbye is in the Hall of Fame. Tell them, Ken.
Yes.
Yep, it's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, you know, I'm trying my best to do everything I can. I'd like to get the whole group involved and get them in there because they were such a neat group in the day. There's only
yep.
myself and one other that's left.
Yes.
So,
yes.
of course, I continue singing and doing my thing, my shows as much as I can to keep the legacy of this group alive. And I will until the day I'm gone. And what you're doing, I think, is just absolutely fantastic. Keep the legacy of the Drifters going and
yes.
and stuff like that. So the world they'll never have a chance to forget.
And that's what
I intend to do, Ken. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you another thing that Rocky. You get together with him, you are going to die. I just hooked up with him. In fact, he was down here in Florida with me, stayed at my house for about 4 days. We did some music for him and put some stuff together for him, and we're going to be that show up there in Jerry's area, and that's going to be fun. He's more fun than a bunch of monkeys, and I'm going to tell you what, he drives me crazy to laugh at him. You know, Terry, you know your face is your face, right? This guy changes
That's
his
right.
face to look like the
That's right.
Now, how in the world do you do that?
How do you do that?
That's right. You know, he comes out
and
there
in
and
a
Rocky
few seconds,
just like
in him. Just a few seconds.
Yeah, I know it. And then he comes out as the Godfather. And he's
yep.
just like, I mean, just, it's amazing. And Him and his wife was down here, and we had more fun. I'm telling you, we just had a blast, and I can't wait to do a show. I've been really, 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 truly wanting to work with him, and I'm finally going to get a chance. I met him, and the day I met him, we hit it off right away, and we've been buds ever since. But that's not about me and him. It's about you, Jerry. I'm so happy for you, and I hope wish you all the luck in the world and success of what you're doing. So. God bless you, my son.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Ben.
Yeah, I
love you,
come
Ken.
See your shows and meet up with you and talk, have a little talk. Because I'm going to tell you, when you're backstage with the Drifters, the stories go on and on and on and on and on, and they're just amazing stories. Yeah, but people don't know what happens backstage. And when we all get together, we all reminisce about things. And it's such a thrill to hear the stories. And the Drifters, I think, probably got more stories than anybody back there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I enjoy working with the Drifters. And I've done a lot of shows with the guys, so I know them all. And so
I know you do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
God bless
amazing.
You, my man. Just you keep pushing
thank
and doing
you,
the things
Ken.
You have to do and never give up the ship. Just keep right on.
I love you, Ken. Oh, thank
I love
you.
You know I love you, baby. Okay, sweet pea. Thank you.
Love you.
All
thank
right.
You.
Bye-bye now.
So, Joe, that was another surprise
yeah,
for you, baby. But guess
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
we have a
yeah.
we have another caller, and we have another caller.
Okay. Okay.
Let's take our next caller.
Hello?
Yes. Who's calling? I can hear you. Who's calling?
Who is this?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi,
right, caller. Caller, you on
yes.
the line right now.
Hi, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you. Who's calling?
It's Benedito King.
Benedito!
Hey.
What's up, King?
What's going on?
How
with you, man?
Are you, baby?
I can't complain. Can't complain. Woke up this morning.
I'm telling all the folks about what we getting ready to do.
Yeah, yeah, man. I hear you. I hear you. Sounds good.
Yeah, you know, I'm totally in for a great surprise. You know, and
okay.
I'm glad you called in. I am so glad. You know, so the folks get to know. You know. We get ready to do Stand By Me Again and a whole lot of much more stuff.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't
oh,
wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Wait, I have to ask you guys something. Wait, hi, Benedito. I have to ask you guys something. Is there any way, right now, together, a cappella, just a couple lines of it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Come on. Come on, please.
When the night
pretend you're in the shower.
Has come,
go ahead.
And the land is dark. And the moon is the only light
we'll see.
No, I won't.
I won't.
Be
no,
afraid. No, I won't. Be
will.
Afraid.
No,
just
no.
As long as
will.
You stand.
Come
stand
on.
By me.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm giving you a standing ovation. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, I'm on cloud nine right now. Okay.
That's just one arrangement. We got, oh, you ain't heard all of it yet. But when we go in the studio to redo it, we're going to redo it another way. It's going to have another feel, but the same, the original feel, but a new feel. So, because the reason why it's going to be different is because it's going to be Benedito, myself, and Charlie Thomas Jr., and Terrence Forward, my other nephew. So, it's all going to be family, and hopefully Joe will join into it, Joe Mack. But we are, hopefully, is going to be the greatest Drifters legacy that anyone has ever seen, and for the first time, and I'm hoping that they'll put us in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the second time. So, and we're
yeah.
for that Grammy. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keep my dad's music alive
amazing.
At the same time.
That's right. That's right. As your father would
amazing.
Say, as your father would say, Benedito, Terry King is my oldest living nephew.
And
you know, and I loved him so much, just like I love Benedito. So it's, you know, like I said, it's an all family, and we're going to be going strong, you know, and as long as I still have life in this body, you know, like I said, Jerry, next year I'll be 75 years. And if I can put in another quarter, I will. You know,
amen.
And as long as I got Benedito and Charlie Thomas Jr. And Terrence with me forward, I am looking forward to us going all the way with this. You know, so
And
like I said, you know, things are moving, and we are getting ready to do what we know how to do, and that is perform and. Also, again, giving the legacy so that people will never forget what we have to offer, the legacy, the Drifter's legacy. And we are
got it.
That's it. You know? So
amazing.
I mean, and I want people to understand that and know that, that, you know, yeah, there are Drifters out there. In fact, you know, I mean, Rick Shepherd is still around. You know, and
yes.
I know
I'm
going to
be interviewing him again. Yep, I interviewed him years ago, and I'm going to be interviewing him again. And he says hello, and yeah, awesome.
You know, so yeah, that's my man too. We talk well. He touches base with me every day too. So, you know, again, he came before me with Charlie and Benny. You know, so and that was like late '60s. So. And that's why I said that was the re-beginning of the Drifters, and then Benedito's dad was already gone away. He did, you know, doing, you know, Stand By Me, and there'd be a bunch of other his, you know, Supernatural Woman, and all those other
Brandon
great
Carlo.
Hits that he did.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. You know, so, again, you know, that's why I said, Jerry, we got a lot of surprises that we're getting ready
right.
to do. You know,
there you go.
Amazing. Well, Benedito, I want to thank you for calling in and singing for me. Amazing, beautiful. I cannot wait for everything that's going on with you guys.
Well, you're in good hands. And Terry, keep in touch. And God bless you, man.
I'm calling you tomorrow because we got something to do very shortly. So I'll be calling you tomorrow.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, and you know what? Our prayers, my wife and I, our prayers go out to Charlie, and we hope he get well soon.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Benedito. I'll give your wife my love and the rest of the family.
Beautiful. So, Tara, we're going to take another caller, and then we're going to play your last track, okay?
Okay,
so let's
take
our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, how are you, Jerry?
Hi, sweetie.
This is
good. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Fine. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
And your callers, plus your singers, rather. You know, they always bring a lot of joy to the heart of a lot of people because, you know, they just, you know, spark up your show and give a different twist to another type of a show that, you know, give me something to look forward to. So I just wanted to support you and say you have a wonderful evening, you and your guests, and I appreciate everything because it was just a real good eye-opener, something I could really go to sleep to, too, peacefully. So you take care and you have a good evening.
Well, you're not going anywhere yet. Oh, no, you are
Thank
not
you.
Going
oh,
anywhere
okay.
yet. So I want
Thank
not
you.
Only Terry King to know who you are and what you mean to me. I want the world to know. So, Terry, this woman right here is an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. Her name is Antonia Beth. And one more important thing, she is a hero. She served for this country. Okay?
Oh, God.
And she is also...
Thank you for your service.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Terry.
And Antonia, I want you to tell Terry and everyone the name of your show first off.
Okay. The name of my show is called Informational Guru by Antonia Bass. It will be probably July the 11th on a Monday evening, 9:30 p.m. And I thank you very much, Jerry, for appreciating a woman veteran serving because, you know, believe me, it's not easy when you have so many opinions going back and forth about what women's worth is, including in the serving of their country. But I don't feel as though I've done anything spectacular. But I thank you very much, and thank you for your friends saying thank you.
I want to say this to you. My daughters have served.
Wonderful.
So that's why, you know, I can say what I say, and I'm very proud of them. So I have to be very proud of you, and that's why I said thank you for your service. So my daughters, they went in, and they – you know, served their country, and mm-hmm. I'm very proud of them, and just as well as you. So thank you again for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Somebody has to carry the torch, don't they? So thank you very much, and your daughters. And thank you again, Jerry.
And I love you, and you are a true hero to me, girlfriend, and her show is amazing. Thank you, sweetheart. So let's play your last track, and then if we have any more callers after that, we will take them.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
Before we play that last track, I want to say something to the brother here. Terry, I followed your career. This is only Dolly Malema goes to the proprietor of this network. Thank you so much for being who you are. Being a legend and being able to meet other legends and be able to share and have the right attitude. You have the right attitude. And that's why people love you. You know, a lot of times we walk this walk in America, especially for us, and Jerry, I have to say this, especially for us who are, you know, in a different situation. A lot of times, man, we got to work harder than most. And you have to have the right attitude for the altitude, for being great. And I really appreciate you. I could feel, you know, my discernment, I could feel your humbling spirit has moved a lot of people, and you've been a mentor to a lot of people. So I thank you very, very much for I play your last track. How about that?
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Thank
beautiful.
You. And that's why it's called I Want You Back.
All right now. All right now. Here we go. And
right.
You know, a lot of times, you know, when it comes down to music and the struggle, I know a lot of things you've been through, a lot of indignities. Okay, Jerry, you know, you're a champion, so I got to say this, right, Jerry? You know, you went through a lot of indignities during the time you were just trying to be a human being and be a lovable person. Okay? And that has to be mentioned. Okay? Let's not cloud that up. And you fought through those type of things and bonded with friendships. That showed the greatness of your manhood. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, thank you.
Let's play your track.
Okay.
The other end, and take a chance to share.
we shared before. I could never leave, but I've never wanted another love. Girl, we had to free ourselves again. We had to share the dream. You can believe in what you find at the other end.
Amazing, 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 Tara. I think we have a final caller.
I just want to say I want to thank Herb Lane for producing and Charlie Thomas Jr. and Benito King and my driftess, Connie and Tiffany and all of them. Nicole, they all did a fantastic job. You know,
amazing.
I needed to say that. I needed to
amazing.
Say that.
Yep.
That they all had a part and they were very instrumental in this. So
beautiful.
They did a great job. You know.
Amazing.
So they, my drifters and my driftettes. And
amazing. So let's take our final caller. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Jerry.
How
are you tonight?
Tell everyone. Tell everyone
Hi.
Who you are.
So I am Angela, calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm enjoying your show. I was late getting on, but I tell you, I truly have enjoyed what I've heard. And shout out to Antonia Vest. Thank you for your service. I tell you, I just saw my nephew off to Bahrain over the weekend.
Beautiful.
And he's going to be gone for 9 months. So I thank y'all for y'all service. And I thank you for this music on tonight, sir.
Thank you.
I tell you, music does something to your soul. It does something to you. It can take you to a place. It can take you from where you may be physically and allow you to tap into that spiritually. So I thank you for this on tonight. And, Jerry, I tell you, you had to know. Well, you may not have known, but you had to know that this is very special because June is Black Music Appreciation Month. So I thank you for this on tonight.
Oh, amazing.
So
see, it was all meant to be. It was all meant to be.
Yes, thank you.
So,
thank
all
you.
Part of the plan. We just had to catch up to it. So thank you. thank you for
so
being used on tonight.
Oh, beautiful. But wait, Angela, don't go anywhere, first of all.
Yeah.
So tell Terry about your show, and then I want to say something.
Okay, so my show is Walk in Purpose with Angela because I think everybody has purpose and everybody has a story. So I try to be that outlet for those that want to come on and share. Tomorrow night I'll be on. I have an amazing guest that's going to be on. He is the nephew of Martin Luther King's assistant, and we're going to be talking and sharing because this month alone is very special to a lot of us. So I'm just grateful for the platform, and I thank Brother O for just what he does and allowing us to do what we do. So thank you for allowing me to share. I'll be on tomorrow night. I tell you, I always have some big shoes to fill because I sit between two amazing individuals that are doing some great things and paving the way for a lot of us to come after them. So Jerry Petito, thank you for all you do, and Huni Bakatoon, thank you for all you do.
So I want to say something, lady. So, Terry, this is what's really going to happen here tomorrow night. She's going to steal
okay.
my crown. She's going to steal my crown that I got tonight. Okay? And I'm going to be honored that she steals it. I love when she steals the crown. I love when she breaks a record. And her show
okay.
is awesome. And then we have Huni on Thursday, and we are both honored if he steals her crown. We're there for each other. We love each other, and we want to see everybody just do well. And she has a great
thank
show.
You.
Angela, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
and thank you,
you
Angela.
So, Ter, before I bring on our Hall of Fame producer and DJ, I would like you to have some final thoughts. Let me say my thank yous to you, but then I want you to have final thoughts before I bring them on. So I want to thank you so much. And now after what Angela said about what June is, I'm even more thrilled about tonight. Okay? So what
okay.
a beautiful, beautiful, amazing show. You have honored me again, my friend. I love you. I don't even know what else to say to you, but you're incredible. And keep doing what you're doing. So
thank
I'm going to give
so
you
much.
The mic now, and you have the final thoughts. Final words.
Okay. Well, my final words are this. I am so thrilled to be able to have my Driftettes, Connie Harvey, Janice Sensi, Tiffany Wilson, were my first set of Driftettes, and then my granddaughters, Susie and Joyalina, and my niece, Nicole, and my drifters, Benedito King, Charlie Thomas Jr., Joe Mack, and then my extended group, Baby Ray Moya, and Andre Reyna. So through the years of finally putting this together, I want to thank them immensely for being a part of what I'm doing. And I also want to thank Charlie Thomas because without him, I would have not have been able to be where I am. And for us to get inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988 was a special moment. So we all got there. And again, I just want to thank all of these people and also Herb Lane, who was with GQ, for helping me produce
these tracks that you heard. He played all the keyboards, and he and I together arranged a lot of the music, and Charlie Thomas Jr. did his rap thing, as you heard, so on Jacuzzi Lover, and so we all had a part of putting this new drifter situation together, but we are also going to bring back the songs. You guys are in for a treat. I mean, we're going to reach back in time, and we're going to bring back a lot of stuff rearranged. And, again, my thoughts are with Charlie Thomas right now, and I love him, and I just want him to come back with us. So even if we can get on that road one more time and hit that big stage one more time, I would love it. I would love it. I would love it.
Well, you know, Terry, so. I want, before I bring on my producer, I want to say one last thing. I've been texting back and forth with Charlie Thomas Jr. He cannot, for some reason, with his phone, get into the queue. So I just want to give you a hello from him. Give everyone out there a hello from Charlie Thomas Jr. He was trying to call in, and what an amazing show. And without further ado, okay, everybody, do you know what time it is? It's Ngozi time, everyone. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Hall of Fame producer, that is, and DJ, our honeybee, Brother O.
You know, a lot of times when it comes down to history, we have a chance to make our voices heard. That's most important. And for Terry King, what he's done, you know, in the backgrounds and in the forefront, is something that we have to be able to just acknowledge and love. You know, Angela Thomas Smith, you know, is a humble person, but she's forceful in her spirit. And, you know, I love when she comes on and has a voice heard. And it's very, very important in all of our hosts. Thank you, Antonia Bass, for what you've done. You know, a fellow sailor like me, myself, and, you know, serving our country. You know, it's very, very important. I thank Terry King and his wonderful daughters tonight. You know, you look at history at WBNN, and, you know, hopefully tomorrow night, you know, with, you know, what Jerry has done tonight, and then Angela getting close to her first ever double-digit connection record. She hits tomorrow night, it'll be on her ninth. And that's amazing. And then with Cooney Bakatoon, all the outstanding artist works he has done, yeoman work here at this network, 5 years, like Jerry, 4 years, even Angela, going, you know, more going on three. Antonia Bass now going on 10. We look at Thursday night and how important it is to have our first ever lifetime achiever, Miss Andrea Presley, come on in the first 20 minutes of the show to be there with Hooney. And we hope that Hooney will break the all-time WBNN all, you know, connection record with 81. That's amazing in itself. But the key is that this young lady, Jerry Petito, has done miraculous and marvelous things at this network and other networks that she's, you know, put her hands upon. You know, the plow, you know, getting the earth ready for seeds. That's what she does. She's on five different networks, and WBNN is one of them. This young lady is not only a two-time Battle of the Network Stars champion, which is, you know, who promotes this show the best. She's also a lifetime achievement recipient of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2021. She's also enshrinee for that same hall in 2019. And what more can you give than to this audience and studious network and storied network for her to win the Anna Waddell Award in 2019, which is the host of the year, giving honor to our outstanding late great broadcaster. WBNN is fantastic. It is the beacon of light that shines upon all broadcasting world to give you a commitment to excellence. And now my commissioner will give you my Ngozi time, and then we'll go right back to Jerry. Commissioner?
All right. Wow. What an amazing show. And to your guest tonight, Jerry. Awesome. Terry King, you're a very, very awesome man, and everything that Brother O said, I concur with. And amazingly, I remember when you were singing part-time with the Temptations, and I think that was like around in 1978, and my mom used to love the Temptations, and I went to see them, and you were there, and so it's amazing, and I am so happy for you and your career, over 5 decades of singing, and you're an amazing man. And right now, I just want to know, let everybody know, I am Chinchilla Jonesia, Commissioner of WBNN. And on Sunday, Angela did talk about this being the Black Music Month during the month of June. Brother O talked about our struggle and us, you know, surviving the struggle, how you did with your music. And we're still in a big struggle in lots of areas in this country today as people of color. And on Sunday, we're going to be talking about on News Forum about the Roe versus Wade part 2 from last Sunday, which is going to be very interesting, and also about the gun violence in America and these new gun laws that the Supreme Court has ruled upon last week. So we're still in the struggle, but we have to keep pushing through and never give up and endure and persevere, just as you have done, Terry. So, again, I am so very proud of you. And also I'm proud of Jerry Petito tonight, and I want to congratulate her once again. Congratulations, Jerry, our International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Jerry, the Jersey Jewel Petito, on her WBNN All-Time Connection record with her 61st all-time and 8th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time, and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all of the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito.
Oh, thank you, Chinchilla. Thank you so much, girlfriend. So I want to thank everyone for tonight's show, and here is the Jerry Petito Show poem, guys. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Dr. G started this. It's all because of you, asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online talks you radio make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Then on Damon Network, Damon Looks has reached the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, the station was named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call, good news from me to you, an award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. And you won't believe this is also true, now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer, Oladele Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement, without a doubt, he made it in. Now in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me then, inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction. That battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass is the title of my book. Check it out. You won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know. So tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.